So I remember my mom's brochure, which said "Get Salty," and her whole thing was heavy weather sailing school, right? Because people would take sailing courses and buy a boat, and they'd be afraid to actually set sail on the ocean or do a voyage because what if they had bad weather? You know, they'd never been in bad weather. They didn't happen to have bad weather at their sailing school. So she specialized in heavy weather sailing. And the reason we could do that is because we had Ali Nui Haha, which was blowing stink 360 days a year, you know. And so aloha means sweet breath. Ha means breath. Ali Nui Haha, said twice, means strong wind, right? And you have Mauna Kea on the Big Island going up 14,000 feet catching snow. You have Haleakala on Maui, 13,000 some odd feet catching, making snow there too. These two mountains reach to the top of the atmosphere, and the trade winds are blowing at 25 knots regular out in the open all the time in Hawaii, day after day after day. When they get to these two mountains, these two islands, all that force is just concentrated into Ali Nui Haha Channel. And you have 30 to 45 knots all the time, 20-foot seas all the time. No one made regular crossings of that channel except the Young Brothers Tug and Barge and the Nellie Bly. And that was us. That was a 43-foot, beautiful Alden catch. Very tall, tender wooden boat.
What do you mean by tender? What do you mean by tender?
Tender being that she leans over easily, right? She's not stiff. She doesn't stand upright like a heavy boat. She's, you know, made to lean easily. So not a heavy weather boat. She was a light weather boat. So we would pick people up, and I crewed, you know, I don't know how many trips I did across that channel with Mom. But we'd pick them up in Kona, and we'd, you know, sail down to Kauai High. In the middle of the night, the wind changes and starts blowing heavy when it comes down the mountain. And I remember, we'd spend the night in Kauai High. We'd have shoyu chicken, because it was easy to make and it was delicious, and you know, we could prepare it the day before and just heat it up, and then the next morning we'd sail out of Kauai High and it'd be all nice and calm, and you can literally see the wind line. I mean, there is an actual line. On one side of the line it's calm and like 12 or 13 knots. On the other side of the line it's like 30 knots and blowing, right? And you can see, you edge up to it, and you know you're going to get annihilated. And then and then you do, right? You just get plastered. But there's still no seas yet because you're still in around the point. The wind gets you first. And then you get out in the seas, and it's, you know, it's gnarly out there. We had our trysail and our handkerchief jib, and we'd sail all day in this stuff, and everybody would be sick, but at least they had some food in their belly. And we'd get all the way across the channel and tuck into this little tiny bay called La Perouse Bay on Maui. Yeah, it's just this tiny little hole in the wall. It's just like no beaches, just sheer cliffs all the way around, and the wind would blow over the top of you, and you'd be have a lot of surge from the swells, but you'd be anchored and you could sleep.
How long is the crossing from Kauai High to La Perouse Bay?
It's, well, from the channel itself is only 60 miles, but from Kauai High, I think you'd add another 15 or 20 miles onto that. So it's a full day's sail.
So how long did she do the heavy weather sailing teaching?
She taught heavy weather sailing on the Nellie Bly for quite a few years, and then it so happened that these Australians came sailing up on the Goodwind, a 53-foot steel. She was a catch. We converted her to a cutter, and Nancy put a partnership, a hui, together, and and bought the Goodwin with Terry and a few other people.
And what happened to the Nellie Bly?
The Nellie Bly, she wasn't used as often as she was previously. And eventually my mom sold her to a very nice woodworking man named Hap Tallman, who lives in Javi, right next to the Ainuihaha Channel.
How old were you at that point that she had that heavy weather sailing school?
No, I was quite young. I was probably 9 or 10, I figure. I can't be exact on that.